calls or goes online and checks it out.
Still there, Charlie?
Don't know what his mom did.
Well, Charlie, we lost you there, but you can call back.
Somebody will file a lawsuit, and I don't know how that's constitutional.
That's ridiculous. These do-gooder tyrants. Good God.
I know. Of course, he like our mayor, has been all over the national news, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About locking down his city.
I just love it when leaders of local places are playing the national game. Just lovely. Yeah, that won't go sideways on people. No, not at all. 272-9228. Closing out the second hour here. And the second hour of News and Views is always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Ain't Kim Williams great?
Oh, yeah. She's a lot of fun.
Yes.
She's very competent, very thorough. She's a joy to work with. I think anybody who hadn't met her will find out she's great.
And she can save you a lot of money being so easy to work with. That's just, I mean, the cherry on top. She's very easy to work with and can save you hundreds of dollars a month when you refinance your mortgage through Alabama Home Mortgage. They're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on rates, folks. So before you call some big bank or credit union for you, some fancy pants app, why don't you call a great local lender, Alabama Home Mortgage. They can get you refinanced on that current mortgage, especially you veterans right now through the EARL program. That's the interest rate reduction refinance program or loan program, excuse me. They can save you way more, down into the 2% range on rates if you're a veteran through a VA home loan program. And if you're currently thinking about buying your very first home, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage can walk you through that home buying process. It all starts with pre-approval, and then all the steps along the way, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage will be there. So call them today at 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
Because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
That's right, Jack Campbell. We got a whole hour. Just you and I, buddy. Just you and I.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. You feeling all right today?
Uh-huh, you better.
No.
Okay, good.
It's a nice change of pace.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Senate vote's expected today on a Republican coronavirus financial relief plan that Democrats say is too small. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are still negotiating a larger plan opposed by a lot of Republicans.
On the Fox Business Network, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows remained hopeful.
The last 24 hours have moved the ball down the field.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said if a deal passes the House, it'll get a vote in the Senate, but reportedly has privately said any deal reached could disrupt the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. People are hurt. It's unclear if any died during protests in Nigeria.
Shots are fired in Nigeria's largest city, Lagos.
Everyone sit down, sit down, sit down.
Crowds had gathered to protest against police brutality. Witnesses say soldiers opened fire. The army denies that.
Fox News, Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted unanimously Tuesday night to pass an ordinance that would establish provisions and requirements for opening package stores. The ordinance was supported by many neighborhood associations in South and West Montgomery. The city of Prattville is holding a food drive for families displaced by an apartment fire last weekend. Donations can be made at Prattville City Hall or at the Autauga Interfaith Care Center through November 1st. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama is now topping 153,000. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,600 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
All right. Folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
We have new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. But if that's not your thing, we've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year. Lots and lots of wonderful Christmas decorations, Christmas ornaments, Christmas gifts, because the season is changing. And you know what? If you want to get ready early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, live from his dark kitchen.
How y'all doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, Joey, yeah, I'm sure y'all have covered Joe Biden, and I apologize that I wasn't here for that discussion, but I'm just struck by one thing.
Mm-hmm.
No denials. No, I mean, the only thing Biden said was, oh, it's a, what'd he say,
it's a smear
not
campaign.
Which, a what?
Smear campaign.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he said, to my knowledge. If he said something else, I'm not aware of it, but
right.
That's pretty weak.
It's very weak. And actually, you read my mind. I was going to go in this direction here. Ron Johnson, the senator, not Don Johnson of Miami Vice, Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, though if it was Don Johnson from Miami Vice or if Ron Johnson dressed like Don Johnson. Anyway.
Oh, it would confuse everyone.
Yeah, but I would love to see him in, like, alligator shoes and a sport jacket with a pastel tee. It would look great on Ron Johnson. Anyway, an email, according to Senator Ron Johnson, head of the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate, an email allegedly from Hunter Biden's laptop includes a May 13th, 2014 message from former BuzzFeed reporter Max Seddon to an Obama White House official requesting a comment about the quote-unquote rather odd news of Hunter Biden joining Burisma's board. Senator Ron Johnson tweets out, hey, BuzzFeed, have you verified this email from your former reporter about the fairly glaring conflict of interest? That was the reporter's own words back in 2014 of Hunter joining the Burisma board. Here's the article this reporter published on BuzzFeed. Wow.
Did he get canned after that?
No, I think he's working elsewhere. And Ron Johnson goes on, at Max Seddon tried to confirm when you worked for BuzzFeed, did you email Laura Lucas Magnuson on 5/13/14 seeking comment about Hunter Biden joining Burisma's board? So Ron Johnson's essentially going right at BuzzFeed, citing their own work from 2014, going directly to this reporter who saw this conflict of interest. Man, this is crazy. It's you know, it's an agenda when they don't even care about the facts. They're completely independent from the facts. Bias is, yeah, you massage it. Everybody's got their bias. But to be completely independent of actual facts that you yourself have reported on in the past few years, I'd wonder what they're going to say. That's crazy stuff.
You know, they don't even try to hide their bias anymore.
Yeah.
It's just out there. It's in the open.
Well, I think there are reporters who are biased and, you know, fine. Everybody, like I said, has their bias. I think it's worse than that, Jack. I think it is truly an agenda.
Well, I do too, Joey. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it might even be despite a given reporter's bias. They have to be along with the agenda of the organization.
One thing we better hope is that we keep the damn Senate.
Yeah.
We have got to keep the Senate or all hell's going to break loose.
Well, did you see that in Pennsylvania, you know, yesterday the Supreme Court said 4-4 tie with John Roberts joining the liberal side. They,
of course.
Yeah, essentially upheld this idea that Pennsylvania can count ballots 3 days after the election, November 3rd. And in North Carolina, the circuit court, Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld in North Carolina, they can count 9 days after the election.
Oh, my God. This is going to be absurd.
Now, the folks are arguing in North Carolina that, well, we already had a rule that you could count postmarked by November 3rd ballots 3 days after the election. What does 6 more days hurt? So... Yeah, just keep your eyes open. I mean, I hate to see another election end in a courtroom. You've dealt with it.
Rest assured.
You told me.
Yes, I have, but it's miserable.
Yeah.
And, of course, I remember the Bush-Gore campaign.
Right.
Because I had gone to Texas to celebrate in Austin at the big deal in front of the Capitol, and everybody's in limbo because the election, you know. And so I ended up not going. It was raining, too, so I said, I ain't going on there. And we had, you know, we had to wait almost a month, I think. Because the Supreme Court ruled in Bush's favor, but they were still fighting over those damn hanging chads and all that stuff. Oh, it's just a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare again.
It really is. And, you know, I had somebody ask me if I was king. They asked me earlier today. I think Ben asked it. If I was king, what would I deal with first? The intelligence community, the media, or, you know, potential election fraud, what's going on? And I said, that's easy. I deal with the intelligence community first. Because I think the media is actually, the old media is on its deathbed. That's why they're behaving so obnoxiously. It's why some aspects of new media, like big tech, are acting so egregiously, because they realize the control over the conversation is slipping out of their hands slowly but surely. And then elections are handled locally. And I think it should be that way. We do not need to federalize elections. But I think the intelligence community, that's what Flynn wanted to do. He wanted to consolidate.
Well, since the media is an arm of the intelligence community,
right,
you may as well go for the intelligence community first.
Well, you can solve that problem by doing what Flynn wanted. We got 17 of these agencies. We don't need this many. And we need to make the mission and goal and how the intelligence community is structured much clearer, so those actually elected to power have some more control. So we'll see. Though I'd imagine...
How big did the National Security Council used to be?
Oh, it started off with like 20-something people, and it's expanded under... I think W kind of put the reforms in after 9/11, where everything is being shared under the National Security Council. Then Obama expanded it by hundreds of people. And so, I mean, you've got all this intelligence floating around.
I'd whittle it down to about 5 people.
Oh, really?
Hell yes.
I like it. Well, I was going to ask you this. Do you think certain elected officials like having this sprawling intelligence community bureaucracy because it gives them plausible deniability? So essentially these folks can stir up all sorts of trouble all around the globe or at home, God forbid. And the president can say, I knew nothing about it.
Well, if you have a big National Security Council, everybody in Congress or the Senate is probably going to have a buddy on there.
Right.
And they like having it big because they can call everybody and say, what's going on? Because you know there's no such thing as secrecy, not in Washington.
You're right, Jack. They like having it big.
Yeah.
And you know what, Jack? I'm mad, too.
I'm furious.
Wait, didn't you?
Yes, they have arrived.
Wait, the bumper stickers have arrived finally?
I have them in my possession, and I will get a stack of them over to the radio station probably tomorrow morning the show.
Very good. I'm mad too, Jack, bumper stickers. I like it. Nobody's going to key your car because of that on it.
I hope not. Well, if they do, they do. Hell, nothing's safe anymore.
Yeah, people being mad about Jack being mad. What does the world come to? 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
How's it going, Rodney?
I'm doing good, man. I woke up this morning. The Lord blessed me with another day. Not only that, but I get enjoy this great weather here in the great state of Alabama. Guys, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it was a senator out of Georgia, and I think it was Thomas or something like that, and he said pretty much so he was a Democrat, that they better impeach that sucker, he's going to be reelected. And guys, I think that's pretty much it. This is personally my opinion, but I think the Democrats already know they lost this election. But they governed by the hand of terrorist kind of acts and violence and everything else that they can pull out the hatch. So, guys, if my prediction is true, it'll be another show being showed to us of how the Democrats and how these people operate under fear and any kind of cost at all to bring America down. No. I look forward to Election Day, guys, because I know the people that I live with every day throughout the South and people from in the South, from all over the United States, that's not what they want. And so we'll see Election Day, guys.
Well, and Rodney, are you? I'm looking at the TV right now. President Trump says he's facing a stacked deck in the final debate. Calls moderator very unfair. Very unfair. Are you going to be watching tomorrow night?
Yes, I'm watching tomorrow night. And I'll give you one thing about Donald Trump that we all should know if we follow him closely. My president doesn't seem to be too much concerned about the election. He's more concerned about what's going to happen after the election. And so, but we'll see, guys. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and I think the numbers are going to be so high, they ain't got enough printing presses to keep up with them.
Well, I hope you're right, Rodney.
Yeah.
I put my trust in the Lord, guys, and America is, you know, clearly as it says on our currency, in God we trust, and in his hand we are. And we got to, it's up to us, guys. It's up to us. So,
thank you, Rodney.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day and keep on doing what y'all doing. And I'm going to keep on listening. Go, Trump.
And remember this, Rodney. Remember this. Trump on.
Trump on and keep America great again. And, guys, no matter whatever happens, don't let people change you. I know I got confidence in my president, but even if he did lose, I'm not a sore loser. But I tell you what, America will not lose. And that's who they're up against, America, not Donald Trump. They're up against America, my friends.
Rodney, I appreciate the call, man. Have a good one.
You too.
272-9228, News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Cooper.
Hey, Cooper, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just a quick question. How long do you believe the mainstream media can ignore this laptop? It seems like there's drips and drops coming out every day.
Yeah, there's rumor that the Wall Street Journal is actually working on a story. And just for folks who maybe don't know, the Wall Street Journal's news side is just as bad as the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Yeah.
Not their opinion section. Yeah. That's a little better.
Yeah, the editorials are good.
Right, but their news division's the same as the rest of the national press. And apparently there's an open secret right now that they're working on a story about the laptop.
Yeah, well, I like them a lot better back when Reagan was president, but they've changed, as you say. They're no better than the New York Times. But let me ask you this. What do you think about if the FBI had this a year ago? Do you think is Ray a white hat guy who just sat on this to leak it now? Or is he a black hat guy who was going to squash it forever?
Well, it depends on, is that laptop still in evidence? Where is it? I guess they're claiming they do have it, right?
That's what I've read. The FBI says they have it.
Well, the guy that owns a repair shop made copies of a lot of that stuff.
Right. I don't know. And is it Ray? I don't know. Is Ray actually in charge, or is Ray a company man? I just don't know. If I had to guess, the way he's behaved, I'd say black hat.
Me too. I don't trust him.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you. 272-9228, 272-9228. How you doing,
Jack? Son, how you doing?
I'm great, especially because this part of the program is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You know how they got a Facebook page?
Yeah.
Folks,
got it all.
Go on Facebook and search Dan Black Studios, give that page a like, and you can follow them, see the latest specials and deals they have there. But also, Dan Black Studios is giving News and Views listeners 50% off here in the month of October. Why not surprise your family on Christmas Day with an incredible gift of nostalgia? Get those old home videotapes transferred to a DVD or digital file to share with the family on Christmas Day at 50% off at Dan Black Studios. Those tapes don't just collect dust, they deteriorate over time. You don't want to lose those memories. So get it done today. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. You can go to danblackstudios.net, Dan Black Studios on Facebook, and they do more than just videotape transfers. They can also, you know, transfer old audio formats like tape cassette, even CDs, to a USB thumb drive or to a digital file. They can also do video production for you, whether you're wanting a presentation with raw video footage you already have, or maybe you would like video production from the ground up for that new TV commercial, online branding video, whatever it is, Dan Black Studios is the place to go. Again, that number, 279-6036. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
How you doing?
I'm all right, especially when we got Uriah Heep singing My Life Story.
Or something like that. No, my life's not that interesting.
I haven't thought of him in forever.
We'll be right back.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should have when you could have. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents A Social Distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. Or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dr. Tom. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor up there in Wetumpka, Alabama. 75928 Tallahassee Highway, to be exact, there in Wetumpka, Alabama. Dr. Tom Pershing can help you fix all those ailments, all those aches and pains, maybe a literal pain in your neck, or as the weather gets colder, I know those knees start to lock up more, that lower back, especially for folks who've been, you know, wearing their body down, working every day, working hard out there. You can develop chronic issues over the years, and Dr. Tom Pershing can help you out short of some pharmaceutical approach or surgical approach. Why not check out a great chiropractor, Dr. Tom Pershing. Years of experience, and he's now had so much demand, Dr. Tom Pershing has, that he's hired another chiropractor to join the team. That's Dr. Gloria Osbeck. She also has years and years of experience. So whether you're calling Dr. Tom or Dr. Gloria, they have you covered. It's all as easy as a phone call. 514-7600, 514-7600 is the number. Set up that initial appointment. They'll get your history, diagnose what's going on with you, whatever's ailing you, giving you those aches and pains, then give you that initial treatment and set up a schedule of treatments. They have all sorts of options, whether it's ultrasound therapy, infrared therapy, deep tissue laser therapy, spinal decompression for bulging discs there. They have so many options. So call Dr. Tom and Dr. Gloria Osbeck today. 514-7600, 514-7600. And when you call that number, be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. So Joe Biden finally, it looks, issued a type of denial to a local ABC affiliate. He was asked about Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, not Don Johnson, Miami Vice, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, get it right. Ron Johnson claims that your family's profited off your name, sir. And Biden said, no, he should be ashamed of himself. This is just more Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchmen's attacks. And the vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all. Yeah, that 50 people signed that letter. That's why
the damn National Security Council's too big.
Yep. And they're not inside right now.
No.
Oh, James Clapper didn't lie to Congress. Sure.
Right. Neither did Brennan.
Right. Brennan didn't lie about anything. No, and of course there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There's no tomfoolery there. Well, there were old deposits of mustard gas. Yeah, you said there was a new reconstituted program. Like, these are the people we're going to trust? The national press? The legitimate legacy press and the legitimate intelligence officials? Really, we're going to trust them again? And watch the trick that Biden's using here. Well, 50 great intelligence officials said it's not true, even though they don't know anything about the underlying information. It's just insane the way they're doing this, and I think that's a very weak denial, a very weak one indeed, because he's not denying the actual emails. He's not denying the actual laptop. And the emails very clearly lay out, this is a scheme to enrich the family. This is a scheme to sell access, power, and influence, or even the appearance of it. So Joe Biden's got to do a little better than that. Then all 50 people, you know, bald-headed freaks like Clapper and Brennan have said, oh, there's nothing here. Sure. Sure. 272.
I have never seen so many people just lie through their teeth. Public servants I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like Adam Schiff.
Oh, that guy.
They all lied. And that woman, that Christy Blasey Ford, got up there and lied about Brett Kavanaugh, and nothing happened to her. She lied to the FBI. She lied to Congress. And she wondered why she had to move. Oh, I wasn't safe in my house anymore. Good. You got up on national television, made a complete ass out of yourself. Everybody knew you were lying, and they were all trying to cover for her. It's horrible. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I'm mad too, Jack.
I'm pretty damn mad.
And that's right, the I'm Mad Too, Jack bumper sticker, available soon here at News Talk. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child. What's up?
Hey, the Secret Service dates that they were protecting Hunter Biden match up with his travel dates and emails.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you know, how can Joe explain that one away? And,
You know the trick. He's going to say the legitimate press and intelligence people say it's not true. So don't. These are not the droids you're looking for.
But I even understand if I think correctly, the 14-year-old is even a relative of Hunter Biden's, to make it even worse.
Yeah, that honest. What do you really think about that, Flower Child? It's like when I saw Rudy do that last night. It was on Newsmax of all places. I don't know. It didn't make me think about the election. It made me think, like I said earlier, what a tortured soul that guy is, and probably very illegal what he did.
If I understand correctly, Hunter is having a FaceTime conversation with his father about this. You know, I mean, and, you know, Joe's been accused of swimming naked in front of female Secret Service agents. I mean, that tree, apple didn't fall far from the tree, I can assure you. One of the things I wanted to call in, though, is I don't know how I stumbled across this. I sent it to you, but you know, hell, I sent so much. This Auburn-based Take Back Our Republic campaigns against Montgomery property tax.
Yeah.
Have y'all read that? What do you know?
Yes, I've read it.
That man's name is John Pudner. He has been on our show before.
Yeah, I've interviewed him myself before.
But does he live in Montgomery? Why is it an Auburn-based?
Because he lives in Auburn. He used to live here, but he moved.
Okay. Yeah, he helped Dave Bratt beat Eric Cantor. That's where he got a lot of national notoriety.
Yeah.
When I interviewed him, he was talking about reforming how donation laws so you could get more small-dollar donors into campaigns. I haven't talked to him in years. I wonder why he's taking so much interest in this. The Montgomery tax, I'm not sure.
Because somebody's paying him, Joey.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's the major article. And, you know, you sit there and you do the math and everything. And then in one part here, you know, it's highlighted the website. And when you click on that, it makes it sound like the Auburn students are getting just as much money as the Montgomery public school students are. The difference being is that because of how Montgomery public school systems are rated by the federal government, you know, like they're in trouble and need help.
Yeah.
You know, reading levels, I don't know what it is.
Or no, it's that Montgomery has more poverty than Auburn.
And so they get more federal dollars, which makes up the difference from Montgomery-funded dollars.
Right.
You know, when you, at first, when the original article, I didn't think the math added up, but when he tells you to go to this website, within $50, they're getting the same amount of money, which is odd.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Well, more to the story. Have y'all reached out to Mayor Reed to come on and defend this, or yet?
No, not to not really. To Mayor Reed.
Sort directly. Of indirectly, Flower Child. We need to have some people come on and argue against it, because we've had two people, public officials, who've come on and argued for it. So I want to be as balanced as we can.
I mean, I'm all for adding what you would call electives, you know, like foreign language and art and music and stuff like that. But if you've got children that can't even read or add, I don't think that should be your main focus.
I would want to do basics instead of the other. If I was, you know, a parent.
Well, it all started to go to hell when we translated the Bible from Latin. So let's get back to that.
Well, you know, there are kids in the magnet schools, and we don't want to deprive them of foreign language if we can get teachers. You know, they deserve to have, you know, if they're good students, they deserve to have those options.
Oh, I thought he was saying, the accountant was saying that the schools that are in trouble, I didn't realize he was talking about
magnet. Well, maybe they are. I don't know. But I agree with you. It's kind of silly if they can't, you know, construct a sentence in English. What the hell would you make think they could in Spanish?
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a good day. Bye.
You too.
You too.
272-9228. Yeah, it is amazing, Jack. Like something like this. It's also mercenary at the end of the day. Some people trying to get more money to their organization. Other folks getting paid to stop that from going to the organization. Also mercenary. Some of my best friends are mercenaries. So
I want to make sure that all the people who are related to the people on the Board of Education or the superintendent or any other higher-ups in the county board are not working for the system as has been done in the past.
Right, right. Well, 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Got to hit another break here. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
You still mad?
I'm pretty upset.
I can tell.
You said it best yesterday. Biden's been doing this for years. It's a pattern.
Yes.
47 years he's been up there. You ain't no telling how much money he's got squared away somewhere.
And the little bit I know, Jack, he's not the only one doing this sort of thing. And that's why
look at the Clintons.
Well, it's why so many people are giving him a pass. And
yeah,
have given him a pass. But here, we'll be right back after this break. 272-9228. You want to get in on the program.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the Fall Sales Event, October 19th through the 24th. Shop great sales all week long throughout the Garden Center, including 20% off camellias, 30% off all azaleas, 50% off select outdoor pottery, 40% off select outdoor furniture, and up to 50% off a wide variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year during the Fall Sales Event, October 19th through the 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogutson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, man, me. Anyway, welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, had to hop off. His helper's there. He needs to get stuff done. But I appreciate Jack stopping by for a little while there. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, what's going on? I was at the Board of Education meeting yesterday, and the president started it out, talked about how important this millage vote is. And I'm hearing a couple of your phone calls. Flower Child, she brought up a good point. Where is this opposition coming from, and what is the motivation? And did they oppose Pike Road raising their millage? That's the big question I have, because I don't remember them.
Well, I mean, I don't own property. I'll put it that way. I'm still a renter.
Right, but you still live here in the county, right? You're a voter.
I do. I am a voter. I can imagine that. I mean, you hire people from all sorts of places to push a certain political campaign. That's how that stuff works. But the reasons why people won't want to tax are, I mean, the usual reasons.
Right. Okay, but I'm saying Pike Road is in Montgomery County. So did this organization that's been so vociferous in attacking this particular thing, were they like that when Pike Road raised their millage?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know either, but I'm going to say that wasn't the case.
Well, let's leave it at we both don't know.
Okay, we'll be fair. Because I think your co-host was being pretty fair today when he was talking about we've had officials. And when I ran into Mr. Watts yesterday, I said, you did a good job on 93.1, and those guys really think highly of you know, the job that you've done, because I've noticed both of you guys are pretty, you know, I know you're a libertarian, so it's against your religion to raise taxes, am I right?
Yeah, and I said it the other day, I feel icky not being a property owner raising taxes on property owners. That's just, but that is my peculiar.
So are you leaning towards the yes vote?
No, I'm more leaning towards my peculiar religious beliefs.
Okay, I understand
but,
that.
You know,
you
we're
know
not
that's
there
the
yet.
Thing, because I came from the pragmatist side, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I understand how it works, and I know that's why I had to really step away, because we can't just deny it. I mean, 28,000 kids are in the system. And the stronger we make it, guess what? The stronger my property value gets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The better renowned our school system is. And at the meeting, they were talking about Capitol Heights, which is close to my house. But they were talking about fixing other stuff. But if they don't fix the roof, then what good is the other stuff? Because the roof is the foundation. And for years, what we've been doing is just patching up leaky roofs, and that just leads to more problems, mildew. You know, you can imagine. Because how are you going to do it if you've got over $200 million in deferred maintenance and you've only got $3 million a year?
You make
is it
good,
even possible?
You make a good pragmatic point. But I'm only one voter. So
okay.
And like I said, you know, we...
Well, are you going yellow for the general? Are you going for Jill Jurgensen or?
I'm still undecided. I'm more actually leaning towards Trump as kind of a a middle finger, so to speak.
So with Joe Biden, Jill Jurgensen, and Trump, you think? Which candidate do you think exemplifies the values that you have?
None of them.
you're just throwing Joe out, huh?
I don't mind Joe Jorgensen, but she has not impressed me by any means. I think she's a lovely lady. She's a smart lady, but her campaign has been lackluster. It's generally...
Well, there's really no hope, because if it's between
plenty of hope.
Those two guys and her, and you're saying you're not...
There's plenty of hope. I can have my values, and I don't necessarily need my values represented in the halls of power. I think the more
that
we have sort of a healthy division where we actually have different interest groups fighting with one another in a pragmatic way, the more liberty we'll actually breathe. So I'm kind of voting for let's keep the system, let's keep the good chaos going a little longer.
Okay, so when do you vote yellow? Do you do that on state level or?
Yeah, I'll do it on occasional local elections. Like, you know, I would be very tempted. Have you seen what's going on in Arkansas? There is a Libertarian candidate. There's no Democratic candidate against Tom.
Oh, you talking about the correctional chaplain?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
If I was there, I would be very much considering voting for that man.
He seems like he's got his head on straight, and, you know, he seems like he has the right character for the job. So I am familiar with him, but it's kind of like it's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, and he could have hit a home run when he had that debate stage all to himself. I watched it, and I thought he was good, but not where he
needed to be. Yeah, he's not a politician.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he's a regular guy.
Yeah, well, I like him.
That's the rub. That's the rub. Well, it's great talking to you, man.
Thank you, Tiger.
All right, bro.
Larry G.
Welcome.
Hey, Larry G.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing?
This is Jerry Clark.
Yeah, it is, Larry G.
Okay, you sound a little different at times. Listen, regarding, again, Seattle, Portland, and even Chicago, we know we're dealing with people with flesh and blood. We realize that.
Right.
But we're dealing with principalities here in the heavenly wicked places. You see, you have people on a daily basis attacked by supernatural intervention, referring to demons, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a Vietnam vet, man. Unfortunately, I had to kill PC Machete in my own blood. That's why I do not apologize for my VA check every month.
Right.
My point is that when you know what you're dealing with, you have to have the damn stomach and the guts to do it. Trump is that type of man. Now, people say, well, Larry G. Trump is, he's threatened, he's this and that. But one thing for damn sure, Trump have not allowed his whatever to interfere with being fair to people of color. You know that, Joy, and I know it, and Dan knows it. I think all good Americans knows this. Trump had done more for people of color and Joe Biden and Obama in 8 years. Now, like someone said before, Joe been there a long, long time. And the reason why Obama picked it Biden, because he was on China's payroll. You see, and then Biden is getting kickbacks from it, and I suspect Obama got some of the kickback as well. Mm-hmm. Now, he's running all over there to the state of Pennsylvania. I don't know what city he's in. Maybe Philadelphia. I don't know. Now, he called himself campaigning, I should say, for Joe Biden. And he know damn well. See, first of all, what gets me about this, at the outset, Obama encouraged Joe Biden not to run, Joey. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
But then when he got into it, now you want to support the guy. So I'm trying to figure out, which one is it, Barack? Now, let me finish this right here. President Trump is victorious. He going to train the 82nd air bomb, perhaps the 101st, you name it. I wish I was still there. I wouldn't have no problem going into Chicago, Seattle, Portland. I wouldn't have no problem though going in there, just letting those automatic weapons fly. Now, I'm not advocating, you know, we're not dealing with regular people. Don't understand. People say, my God, Larry G, these are human beings. But folks just don't understand. We got all type of human beings, and most of them possessed. Now, I'm going to ask you, Joy. Mm-hmm. What human being, black or white, yellow, brown, whatever, God-fearing, law-abiding, would carry out the nonsense that's going on in these cities as we speak? It doesn't make any sense at all. And then, incidentally, now, they are hollering Trump is trying to get the Attorney General to go ahead and do a little XYZ before the election is over. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll put it this way. What type of human being, one possessed by an ideology based in rebellion and nothing more than rebellion, and we all know what figure represents that, stuck in the ice in some final circle of you-know-where.
Well, see, the deal is, look at who's supporting it. Mm-hmm. Michael Bloomberg and George Soros and a few more. Why do you think doing all this looting and rioting and stuff, people coming up in trucks dropping off loads of bricks?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
See, they won't. See, Trump is not a politician. Now, a lot of people listen to your show in the morning time. Some people on the internet, what have you. And the bottom line is simple. I just feel in my heart's heart that decent Caucasian folks. Now, you remember when Doug Jones ran against the judge Moore?
Yeah.
The good Caucasian people said, we're going to vote for, now these are Republican people, we're going to vote for my boy, Doug Jones, instead of the judge, because they said the judge was a child molester, and he was a pedophile. Doug Jones have done, Joey, is submitting bills there for the 2 years, almost.
Right.
So people think that one particular senator can wave a magic wand and everything going to be all right. It doesn't work like that. A senator has to convince and persuade his colleagues, hear me good, to see things his way. All Doug Jones have done is submit bills, shout to high heaven, and tooted his horn. And I see this advertising on it too. This doctor with a stethoscope around his neck telling what Doug Jones have carried out. I suspect he's paying these people. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends. It might be an actual supporter paying him. Who knows? But Larry,
good
call, but look at the time. We got to run.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Larry G. Well, thank you all for listening. This part of the program, before we close up shop here in the Dan Moore Show, comes on air. Brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Folks, if you're looking for fine antique jewelry, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. You can call them at 260-0066 to set up an appointment to buy. You can stop by the showroom there at 6948 Vaughn Road, or you can go online to the brand-new revamped website, heirloomjewelers.com. That simple, heirloomjewelers.com. You can see what they currently have in stock. Set up an appointment there. Also set up an appointment not just to buy but to sell the Troop Booth. He is looking to buy from you, so if you have any old jewelry, anything at all that you no longer use and are willing to part with for the right price, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. So go online, heirloomjewelers.com, set up an appointment, or again, call them at 260-0066. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Look, it's noon! We got to go. Dan Morris and the Dan Moore Show is next.